Welcome to Face to Face. Face to Face is an in-depth look at the life and career of a popular sports figure from a Christian perspective. Now, here's your host of Face to Face, Tom Rust.
All right, thank you, and welcome to Face to Face. We're glad to have you with us. Hope you're doing well. Spring is moving along, and summer will be here soon. And we're into a lot of sports that take us outdoors. That's what I like. And, you know, we have with us today a young lady who has really accomplished a lot. And fortunately, I've been able to watch this happen over the last 5 or 6 years. Her name is Becca Brower, and she is an outstanding member of the IU women's rowing team. That is a strong group of ladies, and they just wrapped up their 2015-2016 season by finishing 14th in the nation. And this is a team that, when Becca Brower, who is our guest today, when she first came on the rowing team back 4 years ago, it was a team that, well, they were kind of down the list all as far as Big Ten competition. But they have really turned it around, and Becca has been one of the leaders of that. I don't know a lot about rowing. I don't know a lot about what the different positions are, but she'll explain that to you today. And it's just been interesting to not only watch her develop as an athlete and a rower, but also as a person. And she and I have become close friends. She's from Columbus, Indiana. And the reason that I first got to know her was she played basketball for the for Columbus North High School, and played basketball for them, was on a team that got all the way to the state finals and came within one shot of winning the state finals. And she was the only senior on that team. And when she left, she thought that maybe her athletic career was over, but she was convinced, she was kind of dragged into this, that she should continue her athletic ability at Indiana University in rowing. And I don't think she knew much about rowing, but she is a tremendous athlete. She works out very, very well. And she ended up being on the rowing team, learning about what it takes to be an outstanding rower, and then was a part of this team that has really come along this year, and as we said, one of the top teams in the Big Ten. So about a year ago, we had a chance to sit down with her and talk to her about her life and her rowing, and we thought you'd like to hear that interview again. So we'll take a break, and when we come back, you'll hear from Becca Brower from the IU women's rowing team, the Indiana University women's rowing team. We'll take a break and be back. You are listening to Face to Face. All right, welcome back to Face to Face. Glad to have you with us today. And today we've got not just a good athlete, but we have a good friend of mine. Our guest is, she's known as, her name is Rebecca Brower, and I know her as Becca, and she's from Indiana University. The Indiana University rowing team, the number 10 rowing team in the nation, right?
As a team, we're 11, but my boat was 10th.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Coming out of high school in Columbus, Indiana, Columbus North High School basketball, soccer player, go to Indiana University and you end up as part of the crew. How did that happen? How did you get into rowing?
Pat McKee had been contacted by the IU rowing coaches.
He was your basketball coach.
He was my high school basketball coach, and he really pushed the idea. I wasn't very interested at first because I didn't really know anything about rowing at all. It's not that popular around here. And so Pat realized he wasn't getting anywhere with me, so he started talking to my mom about it, and my mom really liked it. So my parents took me on a visit, and now I'm on the team.
Not only on the team, you're a junior at Indiana University, fourth year or fifth year?
I just completed my third year, so I'm going to be starting my senior year this coming year.
Your basketball team went 23-4, very interesting team in that it had on as a freshman Allie Patberg, who this year was Miss Basketball, McDonald's All-American, one of the top players in the country going to Notre Dame. And you were as I recall, you were the only senior on that team, right? You were the leader of that team.
Yeah.
Was there something different about that team as far as, I don't think before that, I don't think Columbus North, I know you lost in the sectionals the year before, but that was the most outstanding team that Columbus North had up to that point, probably in many, many years. Tell me about the competitive spirit that might have generated in you and about winning, about learning how to win.
It was a very unique situation because I was the only senior, but the most talent on the team was probably Allie as a freshman, which isn't something that normally happens. It's usually the older girls who have the greater talent. So I'd say it taught me that to win, you don't have to be the best on the team. You have to be willing to put in the time and to lead others. So I really became, what that did for me was I became the leader I am today because I realized, okay, look, I'm not going to be the one scoring all the points, but the freshman's going to be, and I need to make sure that her and then the other younger girls have the right guidance and they're doing the right things at the right times to make sure we get to where we need to be. And then just having the success we had, it has been really incredible because once I got to IU, we had a kind of a similar thing. Rowing wasn't that successful. We were actually, I think, the worst in the Big Ten and not very good in the nation. And then last year, we had a breakout year, and we made it to the national championships for the first time. So that'd be kind of the equivalent to going to state for the first time like I did in high school. And then this year, we also returned. So it was very nice because I could parallel the two experiences, and it was just incredible to see what it took to get there. And the first year, it was definitely our leadership, and it was just awesome.
Yeah, I've watched your career the last 3 years, and when you went there and you said we're going to be part of the rowing team, I've never been a part of the rowing team, and I just was kind of curious as to how it was going to go for you. Would you be 3 years later just kind of muddling, so to speak? And you have really risen to the top on your team. And there's not many that do. I looked at the roster, and there's a lot of girls' names mm-hmm. on that are involved in rowing. But you made the varsity eight.
Yes.
At IU. That's the eight top. Now, are there positions? I know, of course, you have the coxswain who's out front, but are there positions in rowing on your boat?
Yeah, my boat. I call them my boat. So there are titles for the seats or the areas in the boat, so I'll run you through that. There's the coxswain mm-hmm. who is at the front of the stern of the boat, and she's steering and directing us and motivating us the whole time. And then the stroke seat's directly in front of her, and the stroke seat sets. It's the stern pair, and so that's the stroke seat and then the girl right behind them. And they set the entire pace for the mm-hmm. the boat for us to follow. They set the rhythm. So they have to be very aggressive, but also they have to be mentally tough because they have to set the exact same pace or know when to bump up the pace or drop down the pace throughout the course of the race. Mm-hmm. So they have to really understand and be rowing veterans in most cases. And then the middle of the boat are the very, very strong girls. They are what we call the engine room. And so in the middle of a race, maybe my coxswain will make a call, come on, engine room, give it to me, and we'll just really blast off because those girls are just really strong. And then we come to the end of the boat, and that's your bow pair, and they're typically the smaller girls, and they're technically they're better at technique, and they have power. Obviously, they're in the top eight, but they're very technically strong.
And where is your seat?
I'm in the bow pair, so I'm two seat.
And it's got to be really exciting to be a part of that. Not only did you make the varsity eight at IU, I think you made second team All Big Ten this year.
Yeah, I had this year was really exciting for me because I gained a lot of recognition and goals that I'd had for myself and awards, and it was just really exciting. I got Big Ten, second team All Big Ten, and then I was awarded the most dedicated rower in our program. And I also made second team All Region for the national rowing.
That's outstanding. What's the secret to having a team? What was the difference from going to a team that was the worst team in the Big Ten to being where you are now nationally ranked?
Our leadership and our seniors really are my last year. So the first time we went to the national championships, we had this incredible senior class, and it was very similar to you could parallel it to when I was a senior on my basketball team. I was not the best basketball player, but I was a pretty good leader, and that was how they were. There was only one senior in the top eight, and she was a very talented rower, and they were good rowers, but they knew that their job was to lead the team and make sure that the freshmen who our freshman class last year was really very talented. We had some really good recruits, and they made sure to take care of those girls and make sure that they had the support they needed throughout the year. And I'd say they had a lot to do with it. That class, I give them a lot of credit for pushing us, because we picked up we had a new workout plan that started last year, and it was really intense, and that, of course, accredited to our success.
So winning is not just getting in a boat and rowing a little faster. It's a lot of technique. It's mm-hmm. better technique. It's being in better shape, better condition. And the winning boat, as I saw, looked like they were somewhere in the 6-minute range.
Yes.
That's about it. So it's probably the most intense 6 minutes anyone could ever imagine.
Yeah, the top eights. The top two, California and OSU, battled for first and second. They were, I don't even think, a full second off of each other. OSU ended up winning, and they were going into a headwind, a pretty solid headwind on the course. They went sub 620. I think it was 618, which is just incredible, because you try, with perfect conditions, you're trying to go sub 620, and they did it with a headwind. So it's pretty awesome. And yeah, through that 6 minutes, if it's over 6.5 minutes,
you're in trouble.
A horrible experience.
Now, this was in California, is that correct?
Yes, where the we were in Sacramento.
And to train, you train on Lake Lemon, which is certainly much different in outside of Bloomington than it would be in California. But I know you've trained elsewhere too. I know you spent some time down in Florida. And where do you train when you get down to Florida?
We train on the canal in Tampa, Florida, and then so a little bit in. It's not the Tampa Bay. It's a little bay next to the Tampa Bay.
Yeah, similar. Yeah, it's not the Intercoastal Waterway. That's on the east side, but it's just like a canal. What kind of shape did you have to get yourself in? How intense are your workouts to get your body ready?
Our workouts are very intense. To be a rower, you kind of have to be a little bit crazy because of what you put your body through. So we have to be... Usually sports are one thing. They're either endurance sports, or they're sprinting sports, or they're strength sports. And rowing is all of those. Mm. So we have to have incredible endurance. And so we'll have practices that are 3 hours long, and we'll practice multiple times, maybe twice a day some days. And so you have to be able to go 100% that entire time without weakening at all, or hopefully getting faster throughout the practice. And then we have to be able to sprint so that we can do our 2,000 meter piece and sprint at the end of it and pull ahead of everyone.
Wow.
But we also have to be very strong, because to do that you have to be very powerful, which comes from muscles.
Yep.
So yeah,
our guest is Becca Brower. She's a part of the Indiana University, the highly ranked top 10 University crew rowing team in the nation. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk more. So don't go away. You're listening to Face to Face. Welcome back to Face to Face. We're here with our good friend Becca Brower, who I've watched since high school, had the privilege of calling her high school state championship game that her team lost by a shot that was missed at the buzzer. And she's going on to be a part of the Indiana University rowing team, a great rowing team. And we've just talked about what kind of physical condition you have to be in. You cracked a rib or something rowing, right? Or getting
yes.
How did you do that?
So it's a rib. A very common injury in rowing is a rib fracture, and it's more of a stress fracture. So it's just from basically what happened was my shoulder muscle gave out or it was weakened. So then the muscle below that got weakened, and finally all I had left to pull without noticing it throughout my workouts was my intercostal muscles. And so obviously that's what's in your rib cage, and it ended up, they got too weak, and in the end I ended up with a stress fracture in my ribs.
How long were you out with the stress fracture?
I missed most of last spring.
So you missed most of that season.
Yes.
I know that one of the things that goes along with, of course, that takes up a lot of your time. Academics take up a lot of your time. But I know so that your spiritual life is very important to you, too. Of course, we had you on the air, I think, when you were a freshman. And since then, as with any other part of your life, you have grown. Tell me how you have come along spiritually in the last 3 years.
Spiritually, I've grown into figuring out how not only to live my own spiritual life, but how to help others find their spiritual life and build from there. I started out at IU really strengthening my walk with Christ by joining the Fellowship of Christian Athletes in Action. And then this past year, last summer, I was actually an intern for Southern Indiana Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And that was really awesome because I got to work with little kids and then high schoolers and middle schoolers and see where they were at. And it was just very inspiring because they were younger kids who were just so gung-ho about Jesus and their own spiritual walks. And it was just an incredible experience. So then this year I got to be on the leadership team for Fellowship of Christian Athletes in Action, and that was just an awesome experience because I got to be part of the planning and really figuring out the leadership side of how to inspire people to deepen their walk with Christ. And so that was probably what's developed the most.
Was there a time in your life when Christ became real to you, like a camp experience or anything like that?
I'd say that it was through, I went to a crew event the Christmas of my sophomore year.
This is not the rowing team crew.
This is Campus Crusade. Campus Crusade, yes. And so I went to this big Christmas event they have. It's for the Great Lakes region. Mm-hmm. I went with my brother because I don't get to see him very often, and I realized this is one way I get to spend some good time with him. And I'd been involved with church all along and been going to Bible studies and very involved with FCIA. But at this convention, it was the first time I'd never gone to church camp growing up. I'd go to day camp every once in a while, but I'd never gone and really stayed. So it was my first experience with that. And it was just incredible being surrounded by thousands of people who would cry just singing worship to God. And it was just an eye-opening experience that really humbled me and really made me realize how much I needed to make sure that Christ was always the center of everything I did.
What does Christ mean to you right now in relationship to every aspect of your life, as far as the friends that you have, as far as your athletic ability, as far as your academics? How does Christ fit into your life?
I try and keep Christ at the front of everything. So when I'm rowing before a race, I always say a prayer for Christ for me to glorify him through this race. And of course, there's a side where I'm like, oh, if you could just give me a little bit more power at the end, that'd be awesome too. But I really want to make sure everything I do in my sport is showing Christ, whether it's helping a teammate out when they're down or just anything that I think would promote Christ, I try and make sure I am always doing. And then with my friends, I have a very solid group of Christian friends, but I like evangelism. So I tend to spend more time with people who are not of faith so that it's a very interesting discussion I can have with them, and they're very receptive to what I have to say about Christ, and then I listen to their viewpoints, and sometimes it just turns into this wonderful conversation that can end with them having a relationship with Christ.
That makes you a very unique individual. Most the evangelism part, we don't often hear in this day and age. It used to be, I'd say 20 years ago, where there was a lot of beach evangelism, a lot of what is now known as crew, was then Campus Crusade, would go down on the beach, but there seems to be less and less of that. So your outgoing personality really is attractive to a lot of people. Can you see yourself, after the rowing is done, after your time at IU is done, can you see yourself getting into a ministry full time?
I actually was looking into, so this whole entire school year for on the rowing side, I have changed my nutrition, how I do pretty much everything, because I had a goal to make the national team and then hopefully compete at the Olympics. That And so with that, I was speaking for maybe having a position with Fellowship of Christian Athletes to support myself and also to be able to minister to Olympians. And that's still an option on the board. I'm not sure if that's going to work out, but if I end up going into the corporate world, then I'm going to try and do the same thing as I do with rowing, only in the corporate setting, and then getting involved in a church.
So. You talked about the Olympics. Is that a possibility? Are you, you're part of one of the top 10 teams? Of course, that would be the very elite of the elite. Mm-hmm. And with a year to go and with the success that you've had, do you have a shot at the Olympics?
The thing with rowing is it's a sport that you cut yourself from. So if you put in enough time, you can achieve great, like you can achieve great things in the sport. So what I achieved this year was just a testament to how much working in the sport pays off. Like putting in any extra time, it will pay off in the end. It's not like, every extra second you put in will pay off. So if I had another year like this year, it would be a possibility. I'm not sure yet if that's the best option for my future because there's no financial support for Olympic rowers.
It's so. Another level, and that would be a tremendous step up. There's no doubt about that. It's been great having you. It's been great seeing you again.
I don't always get a chance to talk
because of the various things we both have going on. But as I said, I've been following you, and I'm very happy for your success and very happy for the way that you have expanded your Christian life and be able to share with others. I think that's tremendous. And you just talked about the fact that this summer you're going to be doing some leadership things, and that's really tremendous. I know that you have a favorite verse, something that you live by. Tell me, if you would, tell me what your favorite verse is and what it means to you.
My favorite verse is Jeremiah 29:11, and it states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And the reason this verse is my favorite is because I try and plan every single thing about my life. From before I wake up to long after I've gone to sleep, I try and plan it all out. I try and plan my life years and years in the future. And it's just kind of, one day I was doing a devotional and the verse, it was a day that none of my plans had gone the way I wanted. And it was so aggravating. And then I was doing a devotional and that happened to be the verse that popped up. And I just imagined God laughing a little bit at my, and yeah, finding it to be so humorous that he has the plans for me already. And they're all going to work to my favor, to prosper me and become the person he wants me to be. And it was just reassuring because even though there's no way I'm ever going to stop coming up with a million plans for myself, because it's just instinctively what I do. I always have his plan that's going to work out for me in the end.
I know you're going to be tremendously successful. It'd be a great honor someday to have you as an Olympian on this team. Let's hope that happens. But even if that never happens, you have already achieved a tremendous amount of success in your young life, and your future is going to be very bright. So thanks again for coming back. Thanks again for what you mean to Face to Face and what you mean to the Lord. And we'll talk again very soon.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right. Becca Brower of the Indiana University Rowing Team. We'll take a break and be back. You're listening to Face to Face. Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed our time with Becca Brower. And Becca moving into a new phase of her life. She'll probably never row again unless she's doing it on a rowing machine in a gym somewhere. But she's preparing to move on, getting married, and her life will certainly be much different than it was now as an athlete. And we wish her all the best of luck. Well, if you would like to know more about Face to Face, and you want to know about some of the other athletes that we have interviewed, you can check it out at our website. Our website is at facetofaceradio.com. And you have different stories on there. There's also a place there where you can find out about our June 14th golf tournament at Otter Creek Golf Course. This is one of our major fundraising events, but it is a lot of fun on one of the best courses in Indiana, and we hope that you'll check that out if you're a golfer. And if you've got that date open, that Tuesday, June 14th, it's lunch, it's dinner, greens fees, cart, tea prizes, door prizes, even a chance to win a car. So we hope that you'll check that out and hope that you'll be a part of that face-to-face golf outing. Check that out again at our website at facetofaceradio.com. Well, we want to leave you with a verse today from one of my favorite books of the Bible, the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6. And here's what it says. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Prayer is a very important part of each of our lives. Hope it's an important part of your life, because God certainly does answer prayer. And we're not in this world alone. He's with us, and you can always call upon Him. That's about it for us. We look forward to having you back next week. We'll have another Christian athlete. Till then, this is Tom Russ saying, remember this, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, be a good sport. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Face to Face with Tom Rust. For a free copy of today's program or for more information, please write to Face to Face Ministries, P.O. Box 125, Columbus, Indiana 47202, or call Face to Face Ministries at 812-376-3000, or toll free at 1-800-479-0952. You can also find us on the web at facetofaceradio.com. Join us again next week as Tom Rust goes face to face.